With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. During a Sunday service at City Church in St. Paul, Minnesota, an anti-ICE mob stormed the service and disrupted the worship.
This is a clandestine mission. I think they found out one of, according to them, this is according to Operation Pull Up, that one of the pastors here is a member of ICE. And so, here we go.
A description of the scene from a social media post on Center for Baptist Leadership from townhall.com. Now, GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says the protesters should be held accountable for their actions.
We protect the difference between church and state, and we allow people to worship freely and safely in this country.
In its very earliest stages, but showing signs of growing immensely, at least eight more countries say the United States has invited them to join President Trump's Board of Peace, a new body of world leaders meant to oversee the next steps in Gaza. The show's ambitions for a much broader mandate in global affairs. More from correspondent Haya Fenjwani.
Australian Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles said that his government welcomed the invitation.
We need to see that take hold. We need to see the parties in the Middle East work with this peace arrangement, because we need to see an end to the conflict. We need to see humanitarian assistance brought forward, and we need to see that part of the world rebuilt.
The official member list is expected in the coming days. The Board of World Leaders could rival the UN Security Council, which U.S. vetoes have blocked from taking action to end the war. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Motorist says one minute everything was fine, next minute cars were crashing everywhere. That snow-related accident in Michigan being blamed for numerous injuries, but officials say no fatalities. This is SRN News. Oh, the annual March for Life is coming up this week.
Hundreds of thousands of people from all across the nation are expected in Washington, D.C. on Friday for the event. It commemorates the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion in all 50 states. And despite the fact that Roe v. Wade has now been overturned, the march goes on. Organizers say, quote, "The necessary work to build a culture of life in the U.S. is not finished. The goal of the march is ultimately to make abortion unthinkable." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful the Supreme Court will uphold state laws banning males from playing on female sports teams. John Birch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, quote, "I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion that it's just a lie for a man can be a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, we need to come to terms with that truth." This is SRN News. The UK Navy has a new addition for some dangerous missions. Here's Bill Alexander.
It's a crewless full-size helicopter designed to track submarines and carry out other high-risk missions. Amid rising North Atlantic tensions, the Royal Navy says the maiden voyage for the chopper that cost £60 million was a success. Europe's defense sector has been reshaped since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, as governments increase spending on defense and plan to boost their military ranks.
Bulgaria's left-leaning president, Rumen Radev, stepping down. His decision Monday comes amid public expectation that he will form a new political party. In a televised address, he says he will submit his resignation to the Constitutional Court Tuesday. Under their constitution, the current vice president, Ilyana Yatova, will be sworn in by Parliament. More details, srnnews.com.